Coronavirus caseloads may be trending down a bit as of late in Arizona, but fatalities are high. The State Department of Health Services today reported 2,609 new infections while adding 117 additional deaths to its daily dashboard. That's the most fatalities reported in a single day in Arizona since February. Hospitalizations also remain at levels not seen since the winter. ICU use remains at 92% overall. With 10,000 more shots given on Monday, Arizona has now given out more than 7.5 million doses of the vaccine. The state is just under 50% of its population fully vaccinated.
Late last week, President Biden announced sweeping vaccine mandates for federal workers, federal contractors, and workers at companies with more than 100 employees. It's being met with mixed political reaction here in the state. But in Maricopa County, those mandates could help close the gap with at least some of the population. That's according to Dr. Rebecca Sonnenschein with Maricopa County's Department of Public Health. Our co-host Lauren Gilger spoke with her more about that and the state of the Delta variant here.
Tell us, first of all, you know, what was your reaction to the president's announcement last week in terms of vaccinations? And do you think it'll move the needle here in Maricopa County?
Yeah, I think, you know, I think we're all wondering how much it will move the needle. The president's announcement, you know, although we understand that they're going to be requiring employees of companies over 100 to get vaccinated or get tested, we don't fully understand what the details are going to be of that OSHA requirement. But what we do know is that there's probably about 13 or 14% of the population that would consider getting vaccinated or is willing to get vaccinated possibly, but has not yet. And we know that from a Kaiser study that they've been doing time after time, and they've been following a group of about 1,500 people. And in that group, there's always been about 14% who say, absolutely, we're not going to get the vaccine, and they haven't changed their mind. But there's 3% who say only if it's required, and another 10% who say they're still considering it. So that's really what we're hoping to add by adding any additional motivation for people to get vaccinated.
So other than that sort of 13, 14%, we have kind of reached a threshold, you think?
Well, you know, it's tough to know. Here in Maricopa County, 64% of adults have gotten at least one vaccine. And that's just a few percentage points below national. Of adults, we want to try and get that 14%. And then the other really important group is as soon as FDA and CDC approve for children under 12 to get vaccinated, I really think that's going to make a very big difference. If we can get our school-aged kids vaccinated, we're seeing so many cases now among school-aged children. In fact, one out of four cases are in children right now, and we're seeing so many school-related outbreaks that getting those kids vaccinated is really going to help prevent spread.
So let me ask you more about that. How concerned are you at this moment about the rise in cases among kids? And are we starting to see that level off at this moment?
Well, we're definitely seeing cases overall leveling off and even decreasing a little bit. We're just starting to see hospitalizations trend downward. Although our patients in the hospital are staying pretty flat, the number of new COVID-19 admissions is heading downward. The majority of our cases, as I mentioned, are either in children or in that 20 to 44 age group. So it's really those two age groups that are driving spread. And I think it's critical that as soon as kids under 12 are eligible, that we do everything we can to get them vaccinated.
So in this leveling off, we've heard from some that some of this has to do with mask mandates in schools, right? That you're starting to see case numbers drop off, particularly among kids and teenagers under age 15. They're attributing this to, you know, students being required to wear masks in many schools. But that, of course, those rules could end on the 29th at the end of the month as the ban on vaccine mandates that the governor has put into place might go into effect. What are your concerns there?
Well, we know from just study after study that layered prevention strategies work in schools, and that includes vaccinating everybody who is eligible, ensuring that there's good ventilation, having universal masking per CDC recommendations, And so we encourage schools to follow all of the CDC guidelines. As to whether exactly what's happening there is what's driving the now decrease in cases, it's really hard to know. It could be that there are enough people that have either become immune because of natural infection, plus enough people who are immune because of the vaccine, that the virus has just hit a point where there's not as much room to spread. So it's really hard to know exactly why we hit the decrease when we did, but we know that it's happening nationwide.
So in terms of requiring masks in schools, then, are you concerned that the governor's ban on mask mandates will go into effect at the end of the month and that'll shift things, even as we're starting to see some success?
Well, we are hoping that people will continue and schools will continue to follow CDC recommendations. I think as far as the legal aspect, that's, you know, really leaving it up to the courts. What we recommend is what CDC recommends and what Arizona Department of Health Service recommends is that every child in school wear a mask, that kids get vaccinated if they are eligible, and all of those other strategies that I mentioned before, because we know that that layering of strategies is what's most effective at preventing COVID spread. The other thing that we've learned is the kids who are getting hospitalized often come from families that are unvaccinated. So we know that even if the children who attend school can't get vaccinated, just having others in the home vaccinated can keep them from getting the disease and from getting seriously ill.
I want to ask you lastly about sort of where this all leaves us in terms of the slow kind of pace of vaccines increasing in the county at the same time as we're starting to see, you know, the federal government push for mandates. Do you think we are looking at, even if we can add that 13 or 14% that you mentioned, getting to herd immunity at all? Or are we still going to be looking at dealing with new variants as Delta levels off and goes down and another one, you know, pops up and then another one after that? Is this unending in that sense in your mind?
I would say that that term herd immunity, as it classically stands, where you reach a threshold and then suddenly there's no more disease spreading, I would say that target is going to be very difficult to reach. So I think what most experts are thinking right now is if we can get the vaccination rates up higher than they are now, we can get high enough so that we can at least keep COVID spread at bay so that it's manageable and it doesn't put pressure on the healthcare system, similar to what we see with influenza. But we do have to keep our eye on it. We have to look for new strains emerging, and we have to continue to encourage vaccination so that we can keep it from surging again, which really, you know, wreaks havoc on our whole society.
All right. Dr. Rebecca Sonnenschein, Medical Director for the Maricopa County Department of Public Health, joining us. Dr. Sonnenschein, thank you so much for taking the time. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.